Baker, it's certainly good to be able to come to you this morning. Good to be back with you today. It's a beautiful morning the Lord has given us. We're certainly enjoying the weather and things. We've had a wonderful week vacation Bible school at the church, and we just thank the Lord for all of his many blessings. We thank the Lord for Brother Damon come by to be with us again this morning. He took care of the broadcast for us. We were out of town last week, and we just appreciate him and appreciate that, and just have many thoughts on our mind this day, many that we'd like to thank and appreciate. And most of all, we thank the Lord for the privilege that he gives us to share the good news of his gospel, to help others understand their need of a Savior. And this morning, I'm glad that he's still God. I'm glad that he's got all power, both in heaven and earth. He knows what's best for you. He knows what's best for me this morning. And how well it'll do us just to pause for a few moments today and think about him and what he's done and what he continues to do as we look around us. So again, this is Baptist Chapel. We're located at 2019 Wayne Madison Road, just out of the Woodsdale area. We'd invite you to come be with us anytime. We have a special service this morning beginning at 10 o'clock is our Sunday school hour, and we have worship following at 11. Today we're going to celebrate during our Sunday school hour our Vacation Bible School. We're going to recognize the kids that have participated in the work they've done, and then following the worship service, we're going to have a picnic there on the grounds of the church. And we'd invite anyone and everyone, you're welcome to come and stop by and be with us. We won't have any service this evening, but we will gather again on Wednesday evening. Our regular Wednesday evening service is a Bible study and youth service, and we'd invite you to come out and be with us at any time. And we especially this morning remember a dear friend of ours gone on to be with the Lord. His broadcast follows on in a little while. He has been a member for many years of Cherry Valley United Baptist Church, and it's Brother M.C. Fields, and been a great help. He's one of the few, I guess, he's known me all my life. I've known, grew up knowing him, Brother M.C., and we're glad that the Lord's taking care of him. When we hear news like that, we remind ourselves that it's our loss, but we know that it's heaven's gain, and we have a hope that someday we'll see them all again, and we just thank the Lord today. So bow with us in a word of prayer this morning. Our Lord and precious Heavenly Father, we come again today grateful, thankful, Lord, for your for the privilege of calling upon thy sweet name this morning, Lord. Oh God, how we understand and take so serious these few moments of time, Lord. God, realizing that it may be a matter of life and death for someone, Lord. It may be an opportunity for the greatest decision in life to be made. And Lord, as we come to you with all of the heaviness and the burdens of life, God, how the cares and the concerns for the hurting and the sick this morning, Lord, how, Father, we cast our every care upon you today, trusting you, God, believing, how, Lord, knowing that you're able to heal to the uttermost, God. And Father, how we thank you for the blessings down through the week, Lord, for safe travel, Father. How, Lord, we thank you this morning for this privilege and opportunity to share the gospel one more time. And we look to you today to bless this hour, Father, to bless the broadcast, the good station, Brother Mark, Lord. How, Father, to bless our sister churches, those around and about us that lift up that precious bloodstained banner of Christ. Hi, Lord, and we'd ask especially this morning for the family of Brother M. Hi, Lord, that you be with them, God, if they be any that might gather with the family, Lord, that don't know you in a free pardon of sin. Hi, Lord, that through this they'd be reminded of their need of a Savior. Lord, we're glad you're still able to comfort all that will come to you today. Go with us now. Bless, continue to bless and be with our young men and women on the battlefield in the service of our country. Be with those that occupy the pulpits this day. I let your word go forth in power and in truth, as the good brother brought earlier this day. I go with us now, Lord, for we ask these favors in the holy name of Jesus. And amen. Turn with us this morning. We've got a little few verses under consideration today. And the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and we'd encourage you to read along with us. Probably familiar to many, but I seem like as we got up this morning, we've had them on our heart for several days, but it was the direction that God led us. And the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, beginning at the first verse. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. We'll stop reading right there this morning. How wonderful it is today to know our blessed Redeemer, to know our Savior this morning. Brother, to know that our hope's not based upon the teachings of men. Brother, the doctrinal denominations. Brother, but our hope this morning is based upon our Lord Jesus Christ. Brother, believing with all our heart that indeed he paid the price for our sin. Let us look this morning as the writer of the book, and it'll do you well to understand today. How many are familiar with the 11th chapter here in the book of Hebrews, often called a chapter of the hall of faith this morning, or the hall of fame of faith. Brother, as the writer continued through, I recounted the history of many this morning, that had trusted God, reminds us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it come down to this 12th chapter in this first verse, and he says, wherefore, seeing we also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And brother, you and I this morning, all we need to do is look around us, to see the hand of God today. Yesterday he sent the sun to shine again. This morning, brother, he gives the birds a song. But more than that, this morning, brother, one by one he gives strength to them that have gone before us to make the crossing. Brother, one by one he calls us out of the miry pits of sin. Sets our feet upon the solid rock. Brother, establishes our going this morning. Brother, I'm glad to know today that my Redeemer lives in the midst of his trouble and sorrow. Brother, it's not my intention or contention today to waste your time, to try to bring contention into your mind this morning. Brother, I've come today to share with you how to help you to look to the one that can bring that blessed assurance. Brother, when the writer said here, consider him, I come before you this morning to ask you to do that today, to consider him. Brother, not me. I'm not another today. I'm not the teaching or philosophy or theology or psychology of a man. Brother, but consider him this morning. Who died upon the cross of Calvary. Brother, he didn't establish a denomination. Some said he established a church. No, my friend. Brother, he revealed it and bought it, that you and I could be a part of it today. Brother, this morning, listen. They are they that have the name of the living, but yet they're dead. The church of Jesus Christ is alive and well. Where is it? Brother, look around you this morning. We're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. How can we know the truth? Brother, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Knowing him this morning, is how you know the truth. Search the scriptures and find it if it's not so. I look unto him this morning, the author and the finish of our faith. Brother, he told John on the Isle of Patmos, I am the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. Brother, we have in him this morning more than just a name. Brother, we have an eternal hope. Brother, we have salvation. I praise God this morning. He said, I give unto them eternal life. Brother, we have something something we can hold on to. And some say, well, man says this and man says that. And brother, what does the Word of God say of the matter? You see, how when men's arguments have ceased, I look over there in the 13th chapter of the 1 Corinthians, Paul says, whether they be tongues, how they shall cease. And brother, men's arguments will fail. How they'll pause, they'll stop. And brother, the debate will be ended. I praise God, and the celebration will begin. To the blood-bought children of God this morning, I sing, we're compassed about with so great a crowd of witnesses. I'm brother, to be a citizen in this great country, how to enjoy the freedom we enjoy. I'm brother, to know the heritage of this land. Man, thou art inexcusable. Paul said in Romans 2:1, I'm brother, all you have to do is look around. Preacher, I don't like you very much. I'm brother, I'm sorry. You don't have to like me. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm brother, we're not to be known. Some say we're known because of our hard stance. Well, they'll know we're the true church because we sing to this tune. I'm brother, according to the Bible, the Holy Word of God, they'll know you're my disciples. I'm because you have love one for another. I consider him this morning. I'm brother, I can't explain his love. But praise God, this morning I know it. I'm brother, I can't. I tell you how much. I'm brother, I can't mind the depths of his riches. I'm brother, but I can point you to the cross of Calvary. I'm brother, and there this morning, there you can see what love looks like. I'm brother, you can see what it is. How many people love in word. I'm brother, he loved indeed this morning. I'm brother, the word tells us it's not the hearer of the word that's justified. I'm brother, I'm charged before man and God. When I was ordained a minister of the United Baptist Faith and Order, I was charged before man and God how to preach the word. I'm brother, I'm accountable unto my God. How that one time, what time I stand before this microphone, how that you hear the word of God. I'm brother, but it's not the hearer of the word that's justified. I'm brother, it's the doer of the word. That means you've got to do something about it. I am that scripture that says, how this morning you know it, for God so loved the world, how that he gave his only begotten son. How God did his part, how the son did his part. And brother, that verse goes on to say, how that whosoever believeth on him, I should not perish, but have everlasting life. And now that means this morning you've got to do something. I consider him, I looking unto him all today. I realize the time's short. I may have much more to say on these few little verses. I'm brother, but I'd encourage you. I would ask you once again. I'd plead with you, implore you this morning. I consider him. I think about it today. If this hour, if this day should be your last on the earth, where would you be in eternity? Where would you be, my friend? Preacher, I don't believe like you do. Brother, I'm not asking you to believe in me. I'm asking you to believe in Jesus this morning, in the only begotten Son of God. Brother, I believe as I believe, according to the leading of the Spirit of God and the teaching of the Scriptures. And this morning, Jesus said, you must be born again. Have you been born again? God bless you. This is Brother Fred Baker from Baptist Chapel. Come be with us. God bless you.